Hey, you guys, welcome back to our podcast, Chic Happens. My name is Mandy and I am here with Rachel. We are the owners of Cheeky Chic Boutique, an online women's clothing and accessories store. And we missed you guys last week. So sorry. It has been a crazy 2 weeks. We had family in town last week.
We had no intentions of missing. We couldn't fit it in.
No, we really couldn't. And I wish we could have. And I'm glad we are getting it in tonight.
I have so much content.
I know, that's what Rachel said. She was like, I have so much to tell you about. And we obviously had a
I feel like you don't even know me anymore.
I know, a huge spring break, or like our family was in town. So it was basically a second spring break.
Yeah.
And we had Easter. So we have so much to tell you about. And I've been dying to tell Rachel this story from last week.
It's I love that Charlie. She texts me and says, I have a really funny story about, you know, so-and-so. I have to wait for the podcast. So that way I know. So whenever she came over, I was like, did you remember to write down the funny story? And she's like, yes, I did.
Yes, I immediately put it down because I could not wait to tell you.
I'm dying to know.
So this is about Charlie. And the week before Easter, we went to church on Palm Sunday, and they gave all of us the elements for communion because you can watch it on Good Friday. They're going to have like a special sermon on Good Friday, and we were all going to take the communion together as a church. So I grabbed me and Jonathan one, and I didn't even think to grab Charlie one. It just never crossed my mind. Well, apparently a mom from her class brought her daughter one, and Charlie was like, oh, mommy, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's communion. Do you want to take one too? And she was like, yeah, I do. And I was like, okay, you can take your daddy's, because we're not going all the way back into the sanctuary. We're not doing it. So I was like, you can have your daddy's. Well, so Good Friday comes around. We're at Six Flags. And I totally forget. Well, Saturday morning comes around and they've been on my nightstand for over a week now. And Charlie is like, mommy, are we going to do this? Is it Friday? And I was like, well, no, but we can do it. And I was like, well, first, I'm not going to just like have you do communion. I want to explain to you what it is. And I was like, this is how we remember Jesus and all the sacrifices that he made for us. This little cracker on the top represents his body and the body that he gave for us. And we eat, when we eat it, we remember him. And this little juice that is is Jesus's blood, and we drink it to remember him. And she's like, okay, taking it in. And I tell her, I go, here, now you eat the cracker, and we both eat it together. And I'm chewing, and then she literally goes, do we spit it out? And I go, no, baby, you swallow it. So she swallows it down. So she already like is like, this is disgusting. What is this? And if you've ever had communion wafers, like they're just like, they're
bland.
They taste just like cardboard.
Yes.
Like you, it just, yeah, it is what it is. And then so she liked the juice. She had the juice and she was like, that was better. And so like, I don't think twice of it again. She doesn't bring it up or anything like that. And I can't remember if it was, I feel like it was days later that I texted you about this. Cause then she goes, mommy, remember when we pretended that cookie was Jesus? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, that was yucky.
As you were telling the story, I was like, is she going to be like thinking she's drinking Jesus's real blood?
You know? And she was like, remember when we pretended that was Jesus? She was like, it was yucky. And I was like, yeah, you don't have to eat it again. And she was like, yeah, I don't want to have that ever again. And I was like, that is fine.
That is so funny.
Yeah. The last time she says retend instead of pretend, I'm just going to be so sad.
Well, and she sometimes does say pretend. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh no, is it gone?
No, she still comes back.
Yeah. They go through their little phases of words, like Zach, whenever he is explaining, because we were doing like the whole Easter thing and explaining the story of Easter, and he's learned it at school and at church, and he calls them disciples.
Yes,
and that's I so precious. And I literally want him to call them disciples until the end of time.
I know. It's so cute whenever they say things wrong. So yeah, she was not about that wafer life. Like, can I spit it out? Or do I spit it out? She didn't even say, can I? She was like, do we?
Is it time to spit it out
she's
now?
She's like, there's no way we eat this.
Yeah, this isn't food. Is it time to spit it out? Like Mandy mentioned though, so our niece and nephew came in town. They live in Missouri, and so did our sister-in-law, their mother. And we had a really great week, but it was a busy week. We did like main event. We always go to Babes because that's our sister sister-in-law's like favorite place to do when she's here. And then, yes, we went to Six Flags on Good Friday. You guys, we opened the park and we shut it down. Yes. And I don't feel like we put a dent in the park.
No, we didn't.
Like, we were in like the same two areas. The park is obviously so huge. I have never been to Six Flags. I went to some other, I think San Antonio Six Flags when I was like really little when we were on vacation, but I've never been here and I've lived here for like 15 years.
It's the best.
And I was pleasantly surprised. It was clean. People were friendly. I think I had a bad idea in my head of what it was going to be like, but also it's not summertime. I wasn't sweating and mm-hmm. hot and sticky and, you know, just feeling like yuck. But honestly, it was great. I would love to go again. We had so much fun. Mandy, as you guys know, is just a thrill-seeking.
I love roller coasters, and I love Six Flags. I've been going to this Six Flags since I was 4 years old.
I was so surprised just the cleanliness and, mm-hmm. like, everything was great. I don't know why I had, like, just this bad idea in my head of, like, just a trashy park. Right. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, no, it was great, and as soon as we got there, like, legit, we were waiting at the gates for them to open, and then, yes, the park closed and we were still shopping in the store on the way out. So we were there all day long. We rode so many different things. I did not partake in the more adventurous
rides.
Rachel's a weenie. I am a weenie. But you know, the thing about it is though, I still want to go and I'm not going to complain. Like mm-hmm. I love to wait and watch people have fun on the roller coasters. I'm not going to get up there, but I enjoy watching it. And I did ride some stuff. Like we rode
the sombrero.
Yeah, which is like a weenie ride. Yes,
she did the
teacups. I did the teacups. Now the pirate ship, that was a little more thrilling, but I didn't ride. I rode like a smaller.
I
was in the middle.
If you know anything about the ship, it goes back and forth, back and forth. And Rachel was in the middle.
I was in the middle. So I barely lost my stomach, like teensy weensy.
If I'm waiting in line and the only seats are left in
you're
going
to wait more.
Oh yeah. I'm not getting
it's
on.
It's like not even worth it, right?
No, I'm not getting on.
You guys, we got on the teacups. And Mandy, I have a video of her. I'm going to have to post it for you guys in the podcast group. So make sure you go and join after you listen if you're not already in there. It's on our Facebook. But I'm going to post the video of Mandy. And it's so funny. It's me and her and all the littles. And we're in the teacup. And Mandy's spinning it as fast as she can. And she's like, y'all don't take Aunt Mandy to Six Flags. She's literally spinning it so fast.
I was like, get your hands off the wheel. Yeah, let me do this.
I've got this. She has on like one of our active dresses, which it has the built-in shorts. She's got her legs spread out. She's like...
Manhandling
this teacup. It is so freaking funny. I was just dying laughing and like trying not to look out of the teacup or I'd get like so sick.
Yes, and honestly, I didn't even make us go as fast as I made the kids at the very end.
You're like, we're getting our money's worth at the park. Literally, like they rode the teacups a couple times at the very end because the people announced they're like, the park's closing, like, you know, last ride or whatever. So they stayed on the teacups and she's whipping them around. I'm waiting on the teacup to go airborne.
The kids were having so much fun because Grand Mary and Cora were with us, but it was too many.
Yes.
So they had to go to their
separate
own
cup.
So as soon as that happened, I was like, bye-bye. Oh, see ya. We're about to go real fast.
We're about to go.
Hold on. Hold on to your diapers, kids. Like, we are going. It was funny because Zach was trying to help me do the things. And at some point, we were going so fast that he just was like holding on.
Yeah, he's like, whoa. I'm slipping off.
He was laughing so hard, but he was like holding his hands, like spidey hands, onto the outside of the cup.
And you rode Texas Giant.
Yes.
You guys, they waited in line for almost two flipping hours. They're at the very front of the line and it malfunctions.
Yes.
The previous people cannot get off the ride, correct?
Correct. So they had to call maintenance. And what's so funny is me and Melinda are a lot alike. That's
sister-in-law
from Missouri. Me and her are a lot alike. And me and her are like, how long's it gonna take? And then next thing you know, Ryan's like, wait, why'd you call maintenance? Like, why'd maintenance get called? We're worried about how long it's going to take. And he's like, wait, no, but is it okay?
Yes. I was like, no, you would not catch me riding that thing. I don't care if they did a test drive.
So what it was that car. That car had malfunctioned and like stopped. So they took that car off the track and they used the other car. So the other car was fine. And so they had to get those people
quote unquote
off.
Fine.
Yeah, quote fine. It was fine for me. So then they sent that car all the way through by itself. And then another, then that came back and they loaded in and then they did one. And then we were the I guess the second ride yes. back. And I
was like, so if those people don't fly out, you're fine.
Yes. And the Texas Giant is so different now. If you
yeah, it's remember, called the new Texas Giant. What is different?
It is not rickety. Like my back used to break riding this ride. You hit from side to side. Your neck hurts. Your lower back. You were only had like a leg strap. You didn't have a belt also. And then this one had a belt. So there are new cars. It's still
you
like,
didn't used to have a belt.
No, it was just the metal thing pins down.
Okay. Yes.
I believe. I believe. I can't fully remember. But it just used to hurt.
Yeah.
In the car. And these are brand new cars. So it's less rickety.
Was it pretty smooth?
Yeah, it was very smooth. Yeah. Very smooth. It was so good. It's very, like, my stomach dropped like a million times. It was so fun. So
that makes me want to puke right now.
Jessica, my other sister-in-law, was super pumped the whole time waiting, wasn't nervous. Even whenever the maintenance stuff was happening, she was fine. Well, so apparently we get all the way to the top and that's when
it's like,
she
click,
just
click, yes? click, click, click.
Well, she apparently saw that one of the sides had like some sort of, it was taller than the other side and she realized the other side didn't have it and then she just lost it. Oh, like all of a
I'm
sudden,
getting really anxious thinking about
lost
this.
It. And then when we got off the ride, she was like laugh crying. And I was like,
yes,
are
she
you
was literally
okay?
crying, but she was laughing. Yes.
And she was like, I cannot believe I just lost my mind. But it was so good.
Because I heard she said like, I can't do this. And it's like, well, it's too freaking late.
Yeah. Like we're head downhill. Like there's not an e-brake on this thing, but it was so much fun. Definitely worth the wait. But that was the only one that I waited for.
Yeah.
Because I was there to be with Charlie.
Yeah.
And I did,
if it was just adults only, you would have been like riding
on
everything.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely everything. They ended up going to the Titan
and they waited another like hour for that.
Yeah. And so I took that opportunity to go ride other rides with Charlie because like there were just some rides that Zachy wouldn't have enjoyed.
Yeah.
But I knew Charlie was all into it. So I was like, I took her on a few things. Y'all went back to the front and it was just a good mother-daughter time.
Yeah, for sure. And Zach was a lot more adventurous than I thought he was going to be, but they
got on.
He
did the mini mine train, didn't he?
He did, and he loved it, and he wanted to do it over and over again. He wanted to do the big one. I was like, I don't think so. I don't think so, dude.
No.
I don't think he even qualified for that one. Maybe at the line, and I was like, you're not going because your head is touching the line.
Yes, and if he did qualify for it, like even Charlie, like that one has no seatbelt. It just has thing that goes
They'll
down.
Slip out.
Oh, definitely. If I didn't have my arms around Charlie, like there is no way. Mm-hmm. And that one had like a really steep, fast drop. Like you wouldn't have enjoyed it.
No.
So if you wouldn't have enjoyed it, he wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was like, if daddy wants to take you, I was like, but your head is on the line, so I'd rather you not go.
Yeah, and it was like,
because Charlie and Kennedy are a lot taller than him.
And Charlie could have technically rode that ride herself. Mm-hmm, there is no way.
Can you imagine just sending her off
on
it?
No. And that bobsled, she loved the bobsled, but she could not have ridden that without me either.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I saw a parent
But they qualify
do it.
For
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like they should not. It should be like they can ride it, but you have to be holding them.
Yeah.
Because that the mine train is still a kid's ride, but at the same time, like it's not. It was super rickety. It's the oldest roller coaster in the park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm
That is why I didn't get on it because y'all had said it was rickety.
Yeah.
You guys, we literally just entered the park. The Looney Tunes are coming out onto the stage to like welcome you to the park. They're doing the Cupid Shuffle and all of this. I pick up Zach to like hold him and dance with him. Throughout my back, I was like, are you freaking kidding me? It's like 10 a.m. We have not even ridden anything. So we get on like the sombrero hats after that and the teacups. And I'm like, you know, it's fine. Well, then we got on that kiddie coaster in the Toonland, Looney Tune Town or whatever. And that like made it so much worse. And I was like, I can't get on anything. And so now, funny. Honestly, though, that was.
Are you better now?
Yes. Thank God. Because the last time I threw out my back, like a few months ago or whatever, it lasted a lot longer. So this time must have not been as bad. But like, can we just like not get old?
I know.
Older.
We're definitely getting season's passes though.
Yeah.
Me and Charlie are getting, and I think Jonathan too, because if you go twice, it pays for itself. So
and that's what I was going to say. Get a season's pass, because honestly, the day pass, like, it's pretty expensive. Like, you can expect to spend, you know, what you would think at a theme park, plus you factor in like everything else, food and drinks, but you can go in there and get food packages and get drink packages, and honestly it seems like very worth it. Mm-hmm. So if you're gonna go, get a season pass if you plan on going at least two times.
Yeah, because it's I'm gonna get the $175 one, because then you can park a little bit closer. Mm-hmm. And then you can put a cooler in the back and pack Lunchables and go out to the car and eat a Lunchable real quick and then go back out. In. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause I mean, it doesn't make sense to get all your meals out there. And I like literally ate nothing but popcorn all day because I got refills.
I know. Yeah. Just so stock up on the refills.
But it was literally such a fun day. Mm-hmm. I had so much fun.
It was really fun. And I want to go back. Like, I, even though I don't ride like all the crazy stuff, like, I have a, there's plenty of stuff to do, plenty of stuff to see. Super fun. Wasn't it while we were there, you were thinking it was Saturday or something?
Yes. And I kept thinking that the next day was Easter.
Yes. Okay. So, and I was like, no, silly goose. Today's Good Friday. I'm like, Mandy, why would you think that? I went to bed that night. I was so exhausted. I passed out on the couch, which never happens. I woke up at 7 o'clock the next morning, just like open my eyes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the Easter bunny didn't come. And I flip out. I like start running through the house, and Ryan's like, wait, wait, wait. Like, it's Saturday. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Thank God.
I was like,
you gained a day.
The Easter bunny almost missed our house.
I can't.
I lost it. I was like running as fast as I could.
So funny.
Thank the Lord. And then we ended up having like a baseball game, and great weekend. Had a baseball game. The Easter bunny came on Sunday. We were totally
everything
prepared.
Was saved.
Yes, all was right in the world. Okay, so I want to talk about something. This is a little bit, I guess I can say, heavy. If you guys have heard of or heard about the documentary that was on Nickelodeon,
Quiet on the Set,
called Quiet on the Set. It was really about like child actors in general, but it really focused on Nickelodeon back in the day. And I was able to stream it for free through DirecTV because I have my mother-in-law's DirecTV login, and Mandy watched it on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. So you can watch it in those couple of places. So I told Mandy, because she watched it before me because I didn't know like how to stream it. She watched it before me, and I told her that I went on ahead and watched the free like YouTube interview with one of the main producers that they highlight in that show as like a bad guy. I watched his interview that he did, just to kind of see his take on things before diving into the documentary, because I didn't want to go into it like, you know, just
with preconceived notions or anything.
Just hearing all the bad stuff. I wanted to just kind of see what he had to say, especially because that was like 25 years ago. So anyway, Mandy, what are your thoughts?
Let's take a quick break. Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
So I watched it, and I also listened to an interview that I'll touch on too that kind of like explained a little bit more. But I feel as though the producer that was mean and had a bad attitude, probably a little sexist, a few things got looped into the person who is accused of sexual assault.
Yeah. It did kind of seem to group it together.
Yeah.
And the two things were totally separate.
Yeah, very separate. One was an actual sexual assault against a child
predator.
Yes. And who actually worked for Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. And then he, the producer, was just had a bad, made the environment not
pleasant.
Good. Yeah, not a pleasant working environment.
But there was never any sexual.
No, he never did anything besides make maybe racy jokes within.
Or ask people to massage him.
Yeah,
which.
Like, which he, I don't think he was doing, and it was more of like a demeaning.
Yeah.
Like rub
not
my
like
back.
Not like a sex kind of way, it but was, yes, more of like a you're my minions.
Yes.
Rub my back.
Rub my back sort of thing. And I feel like they got kind of grouped together. Whenever they're, because this documentary is obviously just highlighting how children's TV is just like not good. Mm-hmm. And they were highlighting that. And I just feel like as I was watching in the beginning, I thought that this producer was doing those sexual things, assaults. And then finally I was like, oh, he's not. It's the other guy. Mm-hmm. But they almost lead you to think that. Not that his behavior was good or anything, but they kind of like tricked you in that way.
Yeah.
And then I was really sad because I was the child that was assaulted. He just now came out. He's obviously an adult now. He has a child. He has a son. And he was just talking about all how it happened to him and just giving details. And he was on the podcast, Not Skinny But Not Fat. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that podcast before? She's really big on Instagram too. She was on that podcast. And
what's her name?
Amanda.
Amanda.
And she's from New York. And I was watching that today, and he was kind of just giving a tiny bit more insight to some things. And obviously a lot of his answers are more like
what his lawyer told him to
say, sort of thing. Yes, basically. Yeah. And like, because you can't speak it, like she's asking a lot of, well, do you know about Amanda Bynes? Do you know about this?
Stuff
you
he really shouldn't speak
yeah,
on.
Yeah, things that he
but
can't.
But we want to know.
Yeah, things, the burning questions we want to know, but things that he, like, even if he did know them, I'm sure that those are like confidence things that, but he didn't have anything bad to say about that producer.
Yeah,
but,
so the producer is Dan Schneider, who, if you watch Nickelodeon back in the day, he was on
Good Burger.
All that. Good Burger. He produced so many different things. He produced all that Amanda Bynes show. Then he went on to produce Drake and Josh. Drake is the child actor who was sexually molested by this guy named
Brian Peck.
Brian. Yes. Brian Peck. Which weird, like he, you know, was convicted and then went on to be on Disney Channel.
Yeah. He even
said, how does that even happen?
He even said, or he only got 16 months in jail, I'm pretty sure. And then he got so many letters of like recommendation to the judge about having a
letters
saying that they would hire him in a heartbeat to work for their shows and things like that. And I guess they stood by them.
In
they
hindsight,
were able to.
After this show has come out, so many people have retracted what they said.
Well, because, at least the child actors did.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's the older people that like said I'd hire you. It's all the child actors that were basically told to say something. And they had no idea what they were saying.
Right. It's just such a sad thing. Obviously, like you guys know me and my 90s stuff. So like it sucks, like, as far as, you know, when you see, it's almost like seeing behind the curtain of your childhood, you know, or hearing about something going on in Disney, you know, stuff like that. But obviously more so for the people who are going through it. My heart was like totally breaking for Drake, and just, I can't imagine like that ever happening. But honestly, I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. Like, things were so different back then. And I feel like a lot of people were blind to it. And that's why, like, so many celebrities have completely gone off the deep end.
The rails, yeah.
You know, and they highlighted, like, they talked about Aaron Carter and, you know, Macaulay Culkin and what he went through, and just so many different people.
I'm almost positive that if there is a child actor and they have children, everyone always asks, are your children going to get into Hollywood?
And they're like,
no.
Hell no.
They say absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because they know what it's like.
Yeah. Traumatizing. Just
the things that they're allowed to do or told to do. Mm-hmm. And people put like almost a what's that called? quid pro quo or mm-hmm. whatever it's called. Like, well, if you want to get up into this business, you got to do this. Mm-hmm. It just very
stuff that kids should never be subjected to. And it's just so disgusting and so sad. But yeah, just so disturbing. And I could see how these young kids are manipulated. Mm-hmm. Like you're saying, like, if you cross me or you tell anyone, your career is over.
Your career is over. No one will believe you. You're a child. I'm an adult. Yeah. That sort of thing. And it's
so
just
disgusting.
Like, yeah. And what it kind of actually surprises me that he wasn't registered as a sex offender, because if he was, he wouldn't have been able to be on a child show.
Yeah, that's why I'm so confused, because he went on to do Sweet Disney, Life of right? Zach and Cody. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes no sense. But speaking of sex offenders, Rachel has a little app that I think that we should tell everybody about. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm signed up for, you know what? What is it called? It's called like Neighborhood Watch, I believe. Anyway, I get like random notifications. Like I got a notification a month ago that says, it didn't say altercation. What did it say? Essentially some kind of altercation happened a mile from your home, and it like puts the person's address where it happened. It doesn't say like all the details,
basically like a police report or something.
Yeah, if something was reported. So I got a notification a couple of days ago that said somebody was registered as a sex offender within a couple miles from your home. But anyway, if you sign up, I'm pretty sure I'll try to remember to put that in the podcast group tomorrow. If for some reason I don't, you guys definitely reach out and I'll put it in there. But you can go to familywatchdog.something. Just Google Family Watchdog and you're able to see all of the different, like whether it was, you know, like sexual stuff against a child, like whatever these people were convicted for, why they're registered.
You can see.
You're able to see like where they live, what they look like, when the offense happened, you know, all of that stuff. And it's just like good to know.
Yeah. Like sometimes people are like, don't look, because then it like looks like.
Yes, like Christmas lights all over your. Yeah.
But I think that's good to know if you know that something, because Rachel found out that the person that moved where they moved are not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like good to know, because if you live somewhere where a sexual offender should not be living, it's kind of good to mm-hmm. know. So you can do something about it. So mm-hmm. that's why I wanted to tell you guys. So she's going to post that in our group tomorrow.
Yeah.
Very, very.
But search
important.
Family Watchdog and it'll show you literally like all the people who live around you, where they live, what they look like, everything. And they have to take a new picture every single year. And it's all up to date. Or you can check like your state's sex offender registry. Mm-hmm. And it's just like good to know, you know, just to have that. And really quick before we skip away from Quiet on Set. So Amanda Bynes, they talked a lot about her, but like she obviously wasn't a part of it. But I saw this thing. This girl was doing a TikTok and she was talking about how Amanda Bynes, like whenever she was going through that conservatorship with her parents and stuff, that she had like made a Twitter account under like an alias and was like putting things on there and like saying things. And she had like written this long blurb somewhere and like capitalized mm-hmm. certain letters. And it seemed to reference Dan Schneider.
Yeah, it said Dan did it.
Yeah. And I'm just curious, like, how...
So I've also heard, who knows if this is true,
that I don't know how true or, you know, any of this is.
Impregnated when she was 15.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if that has anything to do with that. And, you know, you never know. But.
And the thing about Dan, too, is Drake, whenever he was going through all of this with Brian Peck and the sexual assault and everything, whatever happened, he like went to Dan for support, and like he said from his perspective Dan has been nothing but kind to mm-hmm. him, welcoming to him, supportive, you know, blah blah
checked
blah.
On him. He said he was the only person that checked on him after the conviction and all that.
Yes So I feel like that speaks to Dan's character as well, and I'm not, like Mandy said, we're totally not in support of how he was back mm-hmm. then or any of that, but also just something to like keep in mind too, that was 25 years ago. Super young, super popular, just totally not
ego.
Doing things the right way.
Yeah.
No, just
huge
like
huge ego.
Yes. And making money and, you know, all of that stuff. So it does not justify it. However, nothing has come out about any kind of sexual misconduct with him. So yeah, two totally separate stories.
Yeah. Yeah. I did want to talk about The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Because we did not get to talk about the finale of The Bachelor last week. And it was so good. You guys, every year I watch The Bachelor, I never care. I never like The Bachelors. I always think they're super douchey, but I always watch. Mm-hmm. But I usually always find out how the ending happens
prior.
Months. Yes. Yeah. Because I don't care. I'm just like, just tell me how it ends and I'll watch it happen. Yeah. This time I really cared. I really liked Joey. I really liked invested. The two. Yeah. I like Daisy and I like Kelsey. Yeah, I was invested in this season and I had heard something happens that's never happened before. And I just love that. I'm
and
like,
we're like,
what?
Wait, but what has never happened before? So we come up with all these theories.
Yes. And my theory was, because this is honestly the only thing that's never happened before, is the person says no to the engagement mm-hmm. and leaves on, like, not before, but like at the altar. Mm-hmm. That's never happened. So I was fully
and my
expecting.
Theory was that the person comes out that he's going to turn down and he turns them down and they leave. And then he's like, wait,
never mind. Come
that
back.
That was the wrong thing to do. Yeah. So that was my theory. Two very good theories.
Yes.
But not what happened.
So not what happened at all. And especially I knew that I was kind of wrong when I was watching both of the women. There was no way either one of them were going to tell him no. They were both fully going to say yes to him. If he was going to ask
them. We were literally
them.
Like, what could possibly go wrong?
Yes. And I had no idea. And basically what went wrong, and I really commend Joey for how he like handled things. Daisy found out that she was not the one. She could tell by his words. He wasn't like giving her any sort of confirmation or feelings.
She, yeah, definitely got a huge feeling.
Yeah, she knew whenever he said something like, even if it doesn't work out for us or something like that, he made it seem like it's not you.
Yeah, she's like, I know it's not me.
Knew it wasn't her. She got a weird feeling. So she ended up going to Kelsey's room. I'm pretty sure it was the day of the finale. They're both wearing their pretty dresses. And
isn't that the time when she confirms, like, how did things go with y'all? Okay.
Yeah, she was like, how did your date go? And Kelsey says it went really well. Like, and they're friends. So it's not like Kelsey was trying to, like, rub this in her face. Like, they were truly just friends at that point. Talking about like Daisy just wanted to know, like she didn't want to get up
she
there.
Just wanted to like confirm that she was right about her feeling, and she was Kelsey was like, it was great,
like
you know?
He reaffirmed all of my feelings, made me feel good, and she goes, okay, because I got none of that. So she kind of like realized, and
she
then,
was like, it's you.
She basically tells Kelsey it's her then, which you better hope it is.
I know, if he's just so wound up over the whole thing that he just, you know, acts
and then,
a certain way.
And then, like, Kelsey thinks that it's her.
Yeah.
So then they cut to Daisy riding in the car, and then they zoom out, and she is hand in hand with Kelsey.
And we were like, because like, they're riding in the final car, both in their gowns,
that
you know,
has
proposal
never happened.
Gowns. No.
Never happened has the women showed
they
up to the proposal
together.
Never. That has never happened. So
Jesse
this
was
is,
not wrong.
He was not wrong, but they did kind of twist it
in
a way. Because although this has never happened before, I thought they meant like the ending has never happened, not like a small piece of the ending, but whatever. So they're holding hands. They hug each other. And Daisy's basically like going to her death. She's like, see ya. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get broken up with now. So she walks down there. And this also has never happened before. Daisy says her spiel to him and looks at him and goes, but I know it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what his first thought was? Phew. No, his first thought was, how did you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, how?
Because
everyone
I'm riding
buddy.
With Kelsey and they told me to get out first.
Yes.
They told me it was my turn.
Yes. But that was his first thought. Like, how did she know? And I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
How did
Kelsey's
she
in
not
the car
know?
Over there.
How did she not know?
Yeah.
So that was kind of like a sweet moment. She walked herself out.
Very held her head high. Totally commend her. Like, Daisy, in my opinion, like, I liked her. I think she's a good girl. But that just kind of like put her over the top for me.
And I heard that there's a rumor she is dating
Tyler Cameron, but I tried to Google that and couldn't find it.
Interesting. Where did I hear this?
Yeah, because you...
I think I saw it on a Facebook article or whatever. You know, they could be
nothing.
After
you showed me that, or because we were together. When we were together and we saw that? Because you were like, look.
I don't know.
Oh, at the live the other night when we did our live. anyway, I tried to Google it because I wanted to just shatter Kaylee's hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find any info. So,
yeah. So I really like how she walked herself out.
Yeah.
She was like, no, I'm good. Then he proposes to Kelsey, mm-hmm. and they are just so cute. I listened to them on Nick's podcast, and they just, if any couple is going to make it, I really think
I'm
it's
so
going to be them.
I'm so glad because I really like they're both of
therapy.
Them.
They're in that's awesome. Couples therapy. The show offers that. I think that's really yes. cool. So they do that. And then I forget what else they were saying. They're moving to Louisiana until her lease is up, and then they're moving to New York City.
Nice.
Like, I'm just, they're so cute.
Yeah.
I hope that they like can make it because they seem like such a good cute couple.
I'm definitely invested in their relationship. Now they
I'm
also
never
yeah now
I'm
they
never
also announced the new Bachelorette.
Hey.
And
my you
they
guys.
Were like, welcome out Jen, and I was like, who's Jen?
My jaw hit the floor and it stayed there for a good 5 minutes.
So my whole take was on the show, because she was on Joey's season, I think she's really great. Pretty. Mm-hmm. And I thought she was very sweet.
Nice.
But when they said Jen, I was like, who is that? Because like, I didn't even register that she would be in the running to be mm-hmm. Bachelorette. No offense to her. She just didn't like give me any kind of.
Had they given her more of a storyline mm-hmm. on his season? Which
yeah,
makes,
she just kind of blended in.
Which makes me believe that she hadn't, was not an option.
Right.
Really. I
right.
think it was Maria or Daisy.
Yeah.
And they didn't really have anything beyond that. But she's fine. Is she an NP? I can't remember.
I think so.
Or she's going to school to be, or going to school to be a PA. I don't know. I'm sure she's great. Maybe her season will be good.
And maybe we'll love it.
And I'm sure we will. But I'm just like, I was given nothing over the season to make me be like
oh, there's no connection
Jen,
to
I'm
her.
Super pumped.
Like, didn't even remember her name.
Yeah, no.
So I mean, I know she's getting totally roasted online. Like, people are just like, she can't do this. Didn't you say at one point they have done that before where they changed who the Bachelorette was going to be?
Yes. So back in the day, it was Whit and JoJo. Okay, so it
yeah,
was...
Yeah, who was it going to be
ben
before JoJo?
Ben Higgins' season, he sent home a girl named Kaylin. Or Caitlin. It was either Caitlin or Kaylin. And she was doing promo videos
okay,
for
yeah,
the Bachelorette.
I don't even remember who
like,
that is.
Like, she was the Bachelorette. And then when JoJo got off, they were like, oh, she's our girl. And
yeah.
she became the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's
And I kind of wonder, like, if that may end up happening
no,
with anyone.
Well, because with Caitlin, it wasn't officially
launched and announced.
No, she was not officially. She had done promo videos.
Mm-hmm.
But she had never been named
okay.
the Bachelorette.
Okay.
And then they named JoJo.
Okay.
So that's the difference.
Hopefully she'll surprise us because, I mean, she's really
They've
cute.
They've already
and sweet.
Probably started filming,
yeah.
if we're being honest.
Yeah.
And like the whole shot o'clock thing, I'm like, okay, you're actually like.
Explain.
Remember when she was like.
No, I remember. Tell the people.
Oh, okay. So her tagline is it's shot o'clock and they all have shots, the whole audience, and they all take a shot. So I guess that maybe. Before every rose ceremony, it's going to be shot o'clock. I don't know. I just don't see how that. I've taken shots before. I mean,
we like to have a good time.
Yeah, I'm just surprised.
But that's just not how I'm going to go into like trying to meet my husband.
Yeah, the Bachelor is so like a little bit different from mm-hmm. other reality shows in that like they just kind of hold things to like a. I say higher caliber,
I know,
but they're really, you know,
I know
what I mean? They're just
yeah.
more conservative, I
yeah.
suppose. So whenever she said it's shot o'clock, I was like, it's what?
Yeah.
What?
That's on Love Island.
Yeah. Like, are you kidding? Like, guys are going to come in thinking, okay, we're going to party
mm-hmm.
sort of, and not like, oh, we're going to find a wife.
Right.
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll follow up or circle back whenever Jen makes her debut on the TV, which Bachelorette will premiere.
I think summer.
Okay.
Summertime.
We're
I would
still
assume.
Waiting on freaking Big Brother to call you.
I know.
Come I know. On. It's already April.
My luck. This is going to be a all-star year.
Yes. An all-star. Like
all-star
totally
cast.
Not qualified. Never been on the show.
Yeah.
Did you know I'm going out of town this weekend?
No. Where are you going?
Okay. So.
No, you're not.
On Sunday, I am.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Like,
I'll be
like,
here for the pop-up.
Okay. I was like, no, you're not.
Okay. We have a pop-up on Saturday at our favorite local winery called Two Brothers Winery. We did a pop-up there a few months back. Loved it. Raved about it. Such a cute little winery out in Keller. We have a pop-up there on Saturday. You can stop by, have charcuterie with us, mm-hmm. shop. They're going to have vendors, and it's just a fun place to hang out. So definitely pop over if you are in the Keller area. I think we're there like one. I think they open at one. One to, I don't remember.
I don't know, but we're doing date night afterwards. So
Sunday, Ryan and I are going to Austin.
Ooh, fun.
For the CMT Awards.
Oh my gosh, again.
Again. So I saw like a week, maybe a week ago, that it was coming back to Austin, and I looked up tickets and they're cheap again. The ACMA Awards, the ACMAs, are coming here, I think next month or something. Anyway, for the price we're paying for two tickets in the bottom section is the price of one ticket in the nosebleeds at the ACMA. And I guess just because it's the Academy of Country uh-huh. Music versus CMT Awards, it's just a little bit different. Like Academy of Country Music is more like prestigious.
Right.
So it's way more expensive, cannot afford. But yeah, we're going back. I don't think I talked about this last time on the podcast, but through all of our like fertility stuff that we had been doing and everything, we have come to the final conclusion with like the doctors and all of our diagnostics and everything that we do have to do IVF, which, as you know, is very expensive. And it's, you know, Mandy just went through it. It's a long emotional process. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? CMT Awards are coming again. Let's go do like a weekend away before we get started. So yeah, really excited for that. We're sitting in a similar section, like another section over. So hopefully still a good view. Hopefully I'll get some like celebrity sightings and uh-huh. good content, but I think it'll be super fun. So yeah, yes. We're going on Sunday, coming back Monday.
Do you have a timeline for your fertility stuff yet?
No, but it looks, because it's all based around like your cycle and stuff. So it looks like it's going to be starting in May.
Have you had your medication? Like
we're still in the beginning stages yeah. of all of that too. So yeah, I'll be getting on that route here mm-hmm. soon. So you guys send your love and prayers, just like we asked for Mandy, because we'll be going through that too. And hopefully we'll have a happy, healthy baby at the end of the journey.
Yes. Yeah. I can't wait. Jonathan's still deciding if we're going to do our last one.
I know. And I'm curious what's going to be like the... Like when is it going to be like the final decision? Like
probably
game time?
End of summer is probably when we'll make the decision. Mm-hmm. Yes or no. But yeah, some days he's like, yeah, let's do it. And other days he's like, no, bro.
So if it's a no, do you just stop paying for the storage?
Like, I don't think I can work? Do that. I don't know. I honestly don't
just
know.
Just pay for storage for the rest of your life.
I'm really
just keep it on ice.
I'm really hoping that Jonathan just changes his mind.
Yeah.
So
he doesn't listen to the podcast. So I told Mandy, just go. Yes. Go and get it put in and then go have sexy time at home and be like, oops.
Whoopsies.
I'm pregnant.
So funny. But yeah, he is. He's like so on the fence. Some days he's like all for it and other days he's like, nah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Depends on how the kids are acting. Yeah,
it fully depends on how Thea is acting.
Yeah.
She's our crazy one.
Yeah. And she is like walking. Like she is toddling around to the point, like Ryan showed me a video on his phone yesterday because they're all on Snapchat and stuff. He shows me this video and I see this little baby walking into Jonathan's office. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. In my mind, I was like thinking this was a memory of Charlie. Mm-hmm. Which Charlie, by the time y'all moved into that house, like she was a little teeny bit older
than that.
Yeah,
she was two.
So obviously it wasn't Charlie, but that's what crossed my mind. I was like, oh, that's Charlie. That's cute. Like a cute memory. And then I was like, wait a second. That's Thea.
Uh-huh. My crazy little baby.
Just walking around.
Yeah, yelling at people.
She's taking names, pulling hair and taking names.
Yes. Oh, I love her so much. But man, she's like it now that she's walking, it's a little bit easier because she can like get to where she wants mm-hmm. to go. But she's still screaming at me mm-hmm. the whole time. Like she doesn't like there's always something wrong. Mm-hmm. Always. She's never just like peachy keen, mm-hmm. except today her and Charlie were in the bathtub together and they were, she was mad at me. She was mad at me because I got her out. It was time for her bottle and mm-hmm. to go to bed. Mm-hmm. And she was so mad at me.
Ruined her sister fun time.
I know, but they had so much fun.
Yeah. And we had talked about on the last podcast, we were talking about all the speculation around Kate Middleton.
Yes.
And then I think just like a couple days after that, they had announced that she actually has cancer. And so she was privately like dealing and right. battling with that. So,
and I'm surprised, like they haven't really come out with anything more about, mm-hmm. about it. I'm like curious more than anything. I hope that everything is okay. Of course, people are still speculating if that's even the truth because people like have like, lied, but yes. I'm going to tend to agree mm-hmm. like or just believe mm-hmm. that that's the truth because I would hope no one would lie about that, you know? So I'm hoping that whatever it is, they can take care of mm-hmm. and, you know,
yeah, that's with sad.
At least no stress. I was laughing so hard because I was re-listening to the podcast. And whenever I said, she probably don't even know she's lost. I was like, oh, my God, that was, I died.
I died. So yes. Funny. Isn't it funny when you make yourself laugh? You're like, you know what? I'm funny.
I'm so funny.
Because that I literally lost it when you said that. Like, she doesn't even know she's
she probably a headline. Has no idea.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I'm hoping that everything is like good with that.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me sad. Hopefully it's like the beginning stages or something that is like easily taken care of.
Yeah.
That's especially for like their kids. Like mm-hmm. that's just so traumatic.
Yeah, for sure. Staying on the same lines of celebrity, like pop culture, have you looked at or followed or heard anything about like Puff Daddy, like the raids?
So yes.
Today, what do you know? Because I feel like you know more than me.
I absolutely did not know anything until today.
Okay.
And it's because I saw a lot of articles and then I'm like, oh, I hate reading things and not knowing
getting
if it's
any information
true or not.
Yeah. And knowing like, if it's true. Yeah.
So I was listening to Nick's podcast and he had a CNN reporter on because he wanted to make sure his show was like giving out
Nick
facts.
Needs to like pay you
he
because
does.
Literally you mention his podcast like every single episode, I feel like.
Well, because that's where I get all my pop culture
exactly.
news from.
Exactly. And I feel like it's like legit. You know that it's like coming from mm-hmm. the right source.
Yeah, usually. Sometimes he's just giving hot takes and his opinions, but his opinions usually make sense.
Pan out, yeah.
but this one, he brought on a CNN reporter that he is friends with, and she was giving all of the actual factual evidence.
So what's the dealio?
So there's no real
hard
evidence yet because they just had the raids.
Okay.
Nobody knows what kind of evidence has come of the raids. But I think she said that there are 5 very serious accusations from people, and their stories, I feel like, are kind of overlapping and meshing, and these people have never met before. So it's like kind of being put in that is what made the raids happen.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a report that he was fleeing the country,
mm-hmm.
but apparently he was already going on a trip with his daughters for spring break, and he didn't flee the country. He was already
going on
a trip
vacation.
And then and one of his airplanes went to like I think Europe or something, and people were like, oh, he's fleeing, but that plane ended up coming back, and apparently he's been like cooperating, and he released a statement via his lawyer and denying all the accusations and whatnot,
which is like a drug ring, right? Or what are the accusations? Or child trafficking?
Yes, all the things.
Okay.
Basically,
I hope this is not true.
Yes, kind of like, well, but there's no hard evidence yet that they have like released, uh-huh. but having all of the statements, and then apparently he had like cameras all throughout his house, kind of like Harvey Weinstein, or I think that was his name.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe that will have some evidence there. Like, I think that there's some things that they are specifically looking for. So I don't know, but I would be surprised if it came up with
nothing. Yeah,
I'd be really surprised.
Ugh.
But you know, I hope it's not true. But I mean, they don't just raid just cuz,
mm-hmm.
like the FBI or whoever.
Right, they
is
don't
not
just
gonna
bust down the doors for no reason.
Yeah, so something's going on. But yeah, there's nothing to be told yet.
Yeah. It's still
about the situation.
Underway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys, I am officially a Swiftie.
Did you watch the movie?
Okay. No, I have not. Is it really 3 hours long?
Uh huh. Okay. I think it's like 4.
Okay. 3.5 hours long. So, I put it on And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is like 3.5 hours long. So I was like, I want to do with Ryan in the media room. And he was out of town that day. So that's like my next thing. But I cannot tell you how much I've been listening to her songs. Like, that's, I'm like, I don't want to set anyone's thing off, but I'm like, hey, Google, play Taylor Swift on Spotify. Yeah. And I've been listening to her nonstop. And I guess I didn't realize that I know majority of the songs. Uh-huh. But the thing about it is I never really listened to the lyrics. I'm singing the song, but I never really paid attention
to how much she's an artist.
Okay. Lyrics. Amazing. Mm-hmm. But I will say it is putting me right back in the days where I used to feel like that about like who I was dating. And and I was literally the other day like listening to these songs and I was like, oh my gosh, like I feel like I'm right back in high school or college or whatever and feeling these emotions because I feel like I had just assumed it was still just kind of like bubblegum pop and, you know, catchy and cute and whatever. But when you actually sit and listen to the lyrics, I'm like, oh my gosh, this was my life.
Have you ever dove into All Too Well?
Yes.
I love that song.
Yeah.
It is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
There's so many songs that are good. My two favorites are Cruel Summer and Antihero. And like just the lyrics of it, like I just can't even explain.
One of my new favorite ones is Me. If you watch it's Miss Americana on Netflix.
Oh, and I still need to watch that too. So I have two things to look forward to.
And there's also on Disney, not only is her Eras Tour on there, but there's also her Folklore album where she kind of goes through each song and with the people, like I guess they recorded during quarantine and all of that. So, but you get to watch her play on the piano the song Me and it's so good because it's a pop song but when you hear her bring it down to the piano and then you get to hear her say I can't wait to hear a bunch of little girls saying you can never find another one like me and they can be proud of who they are as a person and not want to be anyone else and I'm like that is such I love it it makes me so happy because I want every girl to feel that way like you'll never find another girl like me.
I was listening to it in the car a couple of days ago and Ryan was like, holy crap, this is like super vindictive. And I was like, I know, it's freaking awesome. Because it's like there's like songs where she's talking about like being heartbroken and, you know, just going through the feelings and saying like you're the last one. What is it? Like, you're the last one to find out if I bleed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. But then there's other songs that are like, just like pumping herself up and like, I am better than all of this.
It really is so good. It's so good. She's literally the best.
Yeah.
You have to watch Miss Americana. Yes. In that,
and then her new album is coming out in 2 weeks.
Oh, I can't wait.
15 days.
So there's, I feel like it was a meme. It's a lady laying in her full bathtub with a glass of wine saying, I am like crying and I'm preparing for Taylor Swift's new album.
Because you just know it's going to hit hard.
It is.
Like, especially with what it's titled.
I can't remember. Did I tell you that her new album is named after her ex's
like little boy group?
Yeah, group.
That'd be like us naming an album Mediocre Golfers.
No, like Mediocre Wife or something.
Yeah. So funny. No, but I can't. Yeah, I can't say enough good things about her. I'm glad I gave it a chance because I feel like I don't listen to like a lot of the radio kind of stuff. And then I just assumed, like I said, I assume, and it's, you know, Shake It Off and stuff like that. It's like fun and upbeat and catchy, but I'm like, there's no depth to it. And then I like sat down and listened, even Shake It Off, there is depth to that song. Like, it's cute and poppy and stuff, but like the lyrics that she's singing, I'm like, this is so good. So anyway, she has much deeper songs than that. We were listening to, I think it was an Antihero, and she's talking about I had a dream that my daughter-in-law
kills me for the money.
Yes. There's like so many parts in her songs and Ryan just like, damn, that's intense. I'm like, I know. It's so freaking good.
So good. I'm trying to think of Charlie. Oh, Charlie really likes Mean. Mm-hmm. And she really likes Our Song. Mm-hmm. And then Picture to Burn.
Yeah.
Those are all just like
another picture to burn.
I hate that stupid old
and that's a thing like, you know, it's catchy. But then when you sit down and listen to, especially like her newer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And like that Reputation album, so good. So she just has so much good stuff. So yeah, major props to her. I'm glad that I gave it a chance, honestly, because I had kind of just written it off as like, you know, pop music.
Yeah.
No. So good.
Yeah, definitely missing out. Okay, do we want to go to the questions?
Yes, and y'all always send us the best questions. They are so fun to answer. Okay, so Mandy, if your ex stood at your door and said, I have no place to sleep, what would you do?
I would absolutely let them come in. I all of my exes, I have fear, like I don't hate any of my exes. Like I don't have any ill will to any of them. I honestly think of only two people as my exes. I think of two. And I like Jonathan can't even remember one of them's names. So I'd be like, and Jonathan would of course let them too. Like I can't imagine like me not. If they were like, I have no place to go, you're all I have, I'd be like, I have a guest room.
Yeah, like, and I feel like come. It's because we're so, because I would be the same way. I feel like we're so far removed from that.
Yeah, yeah. It would be different.
It would be different if we were still like longing and like in this thing, but like we're married, we have kids. Hypothetically, your ex shows up and Jonathan's out of town. What would you do?
Oh, I would. I don't know. Like, that would be hard. Like, maybe, like, get him a hotel room.
Right.
I don't know. Because then it becomes inappropriate at some point. You know what I mean?
I know. Exactly. Because, like, if our husbands were at home and their exes showed up and we're not home.
I would not be okay with that.
No. But it's funny because when you think about it from your perspective, you're like, I know. Mandy just uncorked her wine with her teeth and then remembered we're recording this on a video. So I'm definitely going to post that later. If you guys saw the bloopers or the behind the scenes of her, we talked about it on our live the other night, but she was doing like videos in our spring dresses and she was delirious. She had worked all day and then came home and was doing videos. And then she's like, ooh, this dress has pockets, and like puts her hands in the pockets and is kind of like flowing around. And then is just like goes off the rails.
It was like 10:30 at night. And I was
Dunzo.
Yes. And I still had more dresses to do.
Yeah.
And I still needed to take my makeup off. Like it was. Yes. Yeah. I was delirious.
Couldn't see
to
the,
say the least.
Yeah. Couldn't see the end of the. Yeah. If my same though as Mandy, if my ex showed up, I would. And I feel like Ryan's like comfortable enough to like. I feel like it has a lot to do with your marriage and your relationship, but
Ryan would become best friends. He'd be like, come
on, I know. He'd be like getting my ex's phone number and like inviting him over.
I feel like you want to watch a movie in the media room. Yeah,
but totally. Luckily, I'm in a position where there's no, and I had some really, really bad, I had a bad end with one of the three exes that I think of when I think of exes, a really bad end. But again, like so far removed that that's not even a thing anymore.
Yeah, I'd
so.
Be like, sure.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Come on in. Pop a squat.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
What are you brand loyal to?
And I'm trying to think, and me particularly, I'm not.
Same.
I don't think I am.
There's not a brand. I am very loyal, I feel like, to my small business friends. And you are too. Yeah. Like you shop like from Monica and stuff like that. I feel like if our small business friends are selling anything remotely that we're like interested in, we're like, yeah, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
But there's not like a brand, like a name brand that I'm loyal to.
No, no name brands or no food brands really either.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing that I'm like, I have to
get. Oh, they came out with this. I have to have it.
Yeah. Besides Apple, I guess, maybe.
True. I'm not interested in switching to Android, but
it's not that I'm loyal to the brand. It's I like their phone. I'm not going to go to any other phone because I like how this one works. It's simple to use.
Mandy, speaking of brands, I bought a pair of shoes. I want you to see, I want to see if you can guess what brand they are. So I saw them pop up on Facebook the other day. It was this.
Did you buy them from Facebook?
This. Okay. So a reputable brand, but it was on Facebook. So it popped up on my feed. It was the perfect ad. It sucked me in. That was literally like 2 days ago. They showed up on my door today. So I'm going to tell you first the store that they came from. I'm going to see if you can guess the brand.
Okay.
They came from Zumiez. Z-U-M-I-E. Is it Z or S?
Zumiez. Is Zumiez a...
Do you know what that is?
No.
It was a store in the mall.
Okay.
May still be. You don't know what Zumiez is.
No.
It's like a shoe store. And I think they might have clothes and stuff too.
So what brand? Doc Martens?
Etnies.
Oh my gosh, I haven't heard of Etnies in forever. I know.
So there was an ad that got me because it was like I think it said something like Y2K is calling. Are you going to answer?
Oh, and of course you said yes.
Yes, and it was the shoes that I wore in high school.
They have the no backs?
No, they have backs.
Okay, so my Etnies didn't. They were really slides.
Okay, so mine are shoes, and they're definitely skate shoes, but yeah. Like you can tie them tighter to where they don't look like hamburgers.
I need them to look like hamburgers.
They are white with pink on them, and that's the Etnies that I wore in high school. Yeah. And it said the Y2K is calling. Are you going to answer? And I was
Them?
I'm going to answer. Yes, I've already laced them up, put them to where I want them, and they're really cute. They're super cute.
I have to see these. Yes. No, yeah, mine were slides.
And I don't recall Etnie slides. You'll have to show me which
ones
you had.
Or maybe I'm thinking of the wrong brand.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll Google it afterwards.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. There's nothing that I'm absolutely loyal to besides actually my face lotion.
Which
is small business.
Yes.
They're really good.
Okay. So
have you been using it?
Listen, lady. So Mandy started using this tallow face. It's actually face and body, but tallow lotion with frankincense in it. And someone that is the children's pastor at my church, they make it. They are a family-owned
business,
small business. They make it. And I forget how you even got
you.
On.
You.
I told you.
I told you I wanted to start putting beef tallow on my face. And you were like, oh,
okay.
This girl at my church does it. And you sent me the link and I've been a believer.
So she is a loyal customer. I went and bought it because I didn't need any face stuff or whatever. I went and bought it a week or so ago. Finally, last night, I used it for the first time. I woke up and I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, my face looks hydrated. Uh-huh. I was like, this is not, is this real life right now?
It is amazing.
I was reading about beef tallow. So first of all, it is the fat of a cow that surrounds their kidneys. So it sounds disgusting, but apparently it is the most absorbing kind of moisture you can put on your skin. Like the pH and whatever of it is exactly what your skin needs to absorb the right amount of moisture. Because they were talking about coconut oil and how it's so moisturizing, but it sits on your skin and stays there. Mm-hmm. Whereas this, you just need the smallest, tiniest amount. And it absorbs perfectly.
So it costs, I think, $30-something.
And it'll last you 2 years.
So it lasts a year.
Yeah.
Well, my last one lasted me a year. And she did say that it is only good for a year. Mm-hmm. So you have to use it.
Yeah, that's the shelf life.
Yeah, you use it within the year. Or maybe if you put it in the fridge or something, it can last longer. But you're not really supposed to use it past a year. But it is amazing.
It
the
really
best
is.
Stuff I've
like,
ever
I'm excited
put on my face.
To take my makeup off tonight and put it
on. And because it just soaks in. And
I woke up.
Greasy.
I'm not kidding. I looked in the mirror this morning and I was like, whoa, my skin looks nice today.
So when you put it on, were you a little nervous because it was so greasy?
Oh, yeah.
You were nervous?
But I used a tiny amount and I was rubbing it all over. And yes, I was like, oh my gosh, this is greasy. But I knew to put a really small amount.
Yeah. And even if you don't, it's not going to clog your pores.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
It is so good.
Read the science of it. And it has to be grass fed.
Yeah. And she really is pretty open with what they use. Mm-hmm. Everything that they use is the best that you can get.
Yeah.
So the certain type of carrier oil, they make sure to get the best of the best. So we can tag them tomorrow in our podcast.
It's called R&R Collective, but we'll tag it.
R&R Collective. They also are on Amazon.
Yeah.
So we need to put them on our Amazon shop.
Yes, we do. They just recently got on Amazon. You guys, you have to try this.
And it's
great for your body too. Your rough elbows, knees,
ankles. Oh yeah,
ankles,
you can put it on anything.
Wherever.
I also use their dandelion serum.
Yeah. So how's that?
That I really like it. So I put that on and then I let that sit for about 30 minutes. And then I put the face stuff on because you can't put the serum on before makeup either, really.
Yeah.
So because
it's definitely a nighttime
routine. It's so good. Dandelions have anti-aging sort of things. You can read all about all the different things that it does. But yeah, I put that on and then I also, and I don't know if they're out of the dandelion serum. She only makes it once a year and when it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
So
that's when you know it's good.
Yeah.
And, you got to get your hands on it.
Oh yeah. So I ordered one and it's a pretty big amount and you only use like four drops. Mm-hmm. So it'll last me a really long time.
And that's
time.
The thing. Yeah. Like we were saying for the tallow, pay $30 and then it's going to last you an entire year. Like that's crazy, especially you're not putting chemicals on your face. Mm-hmm. This is all natural, all organic. And like, it's hard for me to only do stuff like that. Like, obviously I would love to do like an organic lifestyle, a natural lifestyle. But I feel like it's not realistic to do all of that. Mm-hmm. But with this, I was like.
And my face wash I've had for almost a year.
Yeah.
It was $30 for a thing that's like this big, maybe like 30 ounces. And I'm still using it. It's still almost halfway full because you dilute it. You put a little bit on your hand and you put water and then you mix it together and you lather your face. Yeah. My face has never looked better. Right now, I stopped taking my medicine for a little bit because I was sick for 2 months. So I'm starting to break out a little bit, but I'm getting back on my regimen. But I have literally bought that face wash for $30 and it's lasted me a year. Mm-hmm. I bought that tallow. I bought two in 1 year. So I spent like, $60 on moisturizer.
And I would literally drop
year.
$300 at Ulta every couple months.
Yeah. Like, no, this stuff works so good. Mm-hmm. My face has literally never looked better. And it's very affordable and it's natural.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Highly recommend. Love her family, love their business. You guys definitely have to check it out. Okay. Do you have the questions too?
I do.
Okay.
Okay. Worst ways someone has broken girl code. This person's example was childhood best friend married my ex.
And I so want to know the story.
I know.
I want to know the ins and outs of that story. I want to know who sent this.
We need to have you on and we can put a voice changer over it.
Yes.
If we need to.
Yes. And blur out your face on our video. So breaking girl code. I had a boyfriend, you know, back in high school or whatever. We broke up. I was so heartbroken. Well, my friend started dating him and I was quote unquote happy for them. I was, you know, like, if y'all like each other, then fine, be together.
See, that's understanding.
But anyway, it's not cool. I was not cool with that. However, she went on to cheat on him several times. And I was like, you know what? Like, this is not cool. Like, we broke up. You know, I was heartbroken. Like, that's the thing. Like, yes, we were separated, but it was like such a short time.
If you were going to cheat on him, you might as well have just not been with him.
Yeah. Like, that's like, I witnessed the cheating firsthand. And then they ended up breaking up at some point. And then he and I kind of like got back together, but didn't want to like, you know, tell the whole world. And then I told Mandy, because we were doing a little prep before. And I told Mandy, like, I ended up being the bad guy because I'm like getting with him after they were together. But I'm like, first of all, you got with him after I did. Second of all, you cheated on him. Like, no, no. Anyway.
Girl code.
No.
Girl code.
I know.
So it says worst ways. I would tell you I've had girl code. I've called girl code a lot in my short little life of mine. I would say I have quite a few examples, but there is one that sticks out that I liked a guy, was not dating him by any means. I just thought he was super cute. And I was hanging out and my friend hooked up with him in the bed while I was on the floor.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, and she knew that I liked
him. Right.
She did.
And
she
then proceeded
knew it,
to hook up.
And she did. And this is like after I had already gone through like a lot of issues with people hooking up with my boyfriend or people I like. So I had already like gone through that. And then this person knew all of that and they still did it in the bed next to me. Oh my gosh, Rachel just spilt all over her face. So that one hurt.
That sounded so bad.
Yeah. But I will say, I think that's why I'm so tough now and I don't put up with people's shit, because like so much of that happened to me earlier in life that I'm like, no.
That's kind of how I felt too after this situation, because I really felt like I was made out to be the villain. Mm-hmm. And I was like, listen.
Yeah. I feel like the second I see a red flag with friends or men or anybody, I cut them off immediately. If you're showing me red flags, goodbye. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even deal with it anymore because I dealt with it so, and I ignored so many red flags in my life that I'm like, now, no.
And I feel like in
no,
the,
I don't.
And I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like with how things are now and like where we are now in life, like, I don't even like really come across red flags because I don't even like leave myself open to experience red flags, you know?
Oh, yeah. I would rather not be like, you know, I guess I know what you mean. Like, yeah. I don't open myself up to someone coming into my life to even be a red flag.
Like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. No, I have you. I have my husband. I have my kids. Mm-hmm. I have my close-knit family. Yeah. Like, I don't need anybody else. I almost find it weird when new people want to come in and I'm like,
you're like, wait, what? Why? You must be a red flag. Like, why don't you have someone else?
Yeah. Like, why do you need me? Like, I'm not that cool.
Yeah.
Like, I have like two friends and I have a sassy mouth. Like, you don't want none of this.
So freaking funny. And I think there's another question, right?
Yes, there's two more.
Okay.
All right. This one is back with another wedding question. Party favor ideas. What did we do?
We did koozies.
Yeah, you did koozies.
It was so cheap to do and cute. And we still use them to this day. And like, we
still have them.
Yeah, we'll go like randomly to someone's house and they'll bust out a koozie for someone's drink. And it's from our wedding.
We did not have anything.
See, and you guys, I did not even remember that you didn't have anything. Yeah. Doesn't faze me. I'm not like, so tacky. She did not have a party favor.
Yeah, we had sparklers for people as they left. No, yeah, we were so on a budget that was not.
I'm telling you,
not a thing.
Whoever is asking this or anyone who's listening who is planning a wedding, please, please, please do not stress about these things because truly no one will remember.
And don't make a seating chart because no one's going to sit at the right table anyway.
Is that a thing too?
Yes. I did a seating chart.
I feel like we had one.
I feel like you did too.
But I didn't know if anyone sat where they were supposed to.
Right.
I didn't.
Well, just care. Nobody knew where the things were. I was like, I spent so many times making these name tags. I had a seating chart. I don't think people really sat where they were supposed to. And I put so much freaking effort into that stupid seating chart.
Yeah.
I should have just reserved like maybe six tables for family to sit where they wanted to. And everyone else, I should have just been like, sit wherever you want.
Yeah.
Is what I should have done.
Yeah.
Don't waste time on a seating chart.
Yeah. I feel like most importantly, which we had talked about this before, but definitely make sure you have like a good videographer, photographer, whatever, to capture your day for you. Because truly, nobody else is going to think about your wedding day except for you. Everyone is just there to have a good time. Entertainment wise, whatever is fun, whether that's like a DJ or, you know, a band or whatever you prefer that's playing like fun songs that you're going to have fun dancing to. Whenever people say your wedding day is for you, like that is the truth. They are just here to have a couple drinks, have a good time, like whatever. And then they will never, ever think about this day again.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Do what makes you happy. Don't listen.
Yeah. Don't think that you need party favors.
Don't listen to Linda or Karen. Yeah. Don't listen to them.
And if you want party favors, what else have I heard of? Like I honestly don't even know what
little sachets filled with mints.
Like, cause the things I was thinking of, like my aunt was like, why don't you do like a candy bar? And I was like, yeah, but that seems like a lot of money for like people to go home with a small bag of candy.
And I would never go up to the candy bar at the end of the party and be like, we got to take this home.
You know? Like there were so many things that I was like, I don't want to spend this money here whenever people aren't really gonna like it's almost like kids party favors. They just like I try to get them in the trash ASAP.
Yes,
you know. Same. So it's like but if you want to do party favors,
yeah,
wanna,
if that's like something that makes you happy.
But I
don't
didn't have
stress.
Them.
Do not stress about it.
All right, last question: kitchen crimes, like for example, wet spoon in the sugar, crumbs in the butter. Which crumbs in the butter are in my butter right now at home. Toaster settings being fiddled with, bread bag left open, empty milk, juice bottle put back in the fridge. Like, what is your kitchen crime?
I will say I do not have any issues with this. The only thing, which this is so like small and minute, but I like organized our pantry, organized our fridge. So like one drawer is for fruit, one is for meat, one is for cheese. And like in the pantry. One is for chips, one is for breakfast items, whatever. And like for some reason, and again,
it doesn't go back to where it's supposed to be.
Let me preface, this is so petty, but yes, like put the cheese back in the cheese drawer. Don't just leave it on a shelf. Like I have it where it's supposed to be. There's plenty of room. Like your chip bag needs to go in the chip bin. Don't just throw it in the nuts bin. Like, no big deal. Like, it's fine.
But you can see
it. But I'm like, I organized it for a reason.
I literally do the same thing at least once every 2 months. And it every time it's trash afterwards. And I'm like, I just organized
to make it easier. Yes, to make it and
pretty.
Yeah.
I like to open my cabinets and see beautiful
organization.
Yes, I love that.
Same.
And I the worst thing is when I open it and it's just thrown in there. Mm-hmm. And I just don't understand
like
how
it
happens.
Like you're shitting on my hard work.
Yeah, I don't understand how that happens. Mm-hmm. That annoys me. Cabinet doors constantly being left open. That drives me
insane. I finally gave up on organizing the pots and pans because mm-hmm. truly...
He's the one who cooks.
Yes. Hashtag blessed. He is the one who cooks. So... I'm done like organizing the pots and pans because it is just those. I don't know how those cabinets stay closed because they are so full and cluttered that like they burst open. Like you have to like jam it shut. But every other cabinet, it's organized. Like the Tupperware is organized, the plates, the bowls, the glasses, the coffee cups, like all this stuff. And like for me, I'm like, it seems easier to maneuver this way. Mm-hmm. Like it's easier. But Ryan's like, no, it's just like I have to go and reach under the pan and like blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well then if you want to deal with it like that, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't get it.
I know. And I also, I will say our stove. I love our stove. It is beautiful. It's gas and it's got like the grates on top and it's stainless steel. It's just really pretty, but it gets so dirty so easily. And Jonathan
just like caked with food.
Yes. And he cooks and obviously like there's no way to like, it's not like he's just a complete mess mm-hmm. when he's cooking. He's just normally cooking, but there's just no way to keep our stove clean. And we're not going to like wash it down
every single day,
every night,
yeah.
every time he cooks. It's right. just we do it like once a week, mm-hmm. if that,
yeah.
Ours and I'm like once a month, so that drives me crazy. But that's not necessarily his fault. Mm-hmm. Like he's cooking for usually two babies and me and him, so it's like that.
I know it's
drives
like,
me
I'll
crazy.
Let it slide, but
it just drives me crazy in my day to day.
Yeah,
I did see. This is so funny. I think you're gonna like this. My mom and I were talking the other day about like how she's so much happier now being divorced and all this. And I was like, Mom,
how long were they married again? 33
years.
Okay.
33 years. And she is just so much more happy now. Cause I even told her, I was like, aren't you glad he left? And she was like, Mandy, yes.
Yeah.
I am like, I'm not sad. I'm never sad about like the divorce. Mm-hmm. Like I am just happy.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy that that's the choice he made. And I was like, Mom, I saw this reel on Instagram the other day that said that married men live longer than single men and married women live shorter lives than single women.
Shocking.
And I was like, Mom, we keep our husbands alive mm-hmm. and they slowly kill us. They slowly just kill us.
Slow and painful death.
Yes. And I'm like, I cannot. And like, maybe we're just all going to like a happy medium. Mm-hmm. Like we're keeping you alive and you're killing us.
Right.
Like we'll just all meet together in the middle. But I'm like, it's work.
They add stress and we take stress away.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan, I'm sure he would say I stress him the hell out. And I know I'm not the like easiest person to deal with and live with.
I am though. What's my excuse? I'm the easiest person to live
you're
with.
Very
in this
super easy
dang world.
And honestly, even though I'm like, I am who I am, like, I feel as though, like, at home, this reminds me, Mandy, I was going to tell the story.
Oh, what?
Of Ryan and I got in a huge fight the other night. Uh-huh. Of course, it was over something stupid, but it was this huge blowout fight, and it was my turn to put Zach to bed, and we switch off turns, and so it's my turn to put Zach to bed. So I go and put Zach to bed, and then we're still in the middle of this fight, so I head straight to bed. And you guys, I am absolutely dying of thirst. I am so freaking thirsty. I also need to take my medicine And I'm like, I really need a drink of water for this. I'm so thirsty, but I am so pissed off. And we are in this fight. I'll be damned if I show my face
outside of this bedroom.
I will not appear. Like, I would rather die of dehydration than show my face right now.
You know, your bathroom does have a sink in it. Did you never cross your mind to go get drink from the faucet? I mean, honestly, I know it's tap water.
Yeah, but honestly, like, I'm not about the tap water life.
Either, but just like for to take your medicine
I'll just
at least.
Go to sleep. No, I'll just go to sleep. I'll just deal without the meds. but no, it's just like truly, I am willing to just let it go and just be done. And that's it. And like they add stress and we just like, relieve. I just want to be done.
You know what Ryan told me the other day when we were waiting in that 2 hour Texas Giant line? He was like, you know, I try to live my day to day being like you to me. He was like, it just must be so nice not stressing. And I was like, it actually really is.
Yeah.
It is very nice.
I told him the other day because he was like, I'm so stressed about work. Like my blood pressure's probably through the roof. And I told him what we have talked about on the podcast before, because I'm a firm believer in this. If you have so much stuff like going through your brain and you're so stressed out, first of all, as simple as it seems, write it down.
Uh-huh.
Write it down, because you think you have a to-do list, but truly write everything down, because you're sitting here spinning your wheels and wasting all this like mental energy thinking about these things. Just put them on paper and then number them in the way that they should go. Yeah. And stuff that really is. And I told him, I was like, a year from now, you're never going to remember today. Mm-hmm. You're never going to remember being so stressed out today and that it was so like life altering. You're never going to remember it. I have literally in the last like, I don't know, month or so, really been like diving into my devotional and like taking like kind of what I'm saying with like the to-do lists and stuff like that. And just realizing I can only do so much. Mm-hmm. And then the rest, it's just leave it up to God. It's not like,
or the next day.
Yeah. It's not
I have
to be fooled with.
I wish I could show y'all my calendar at work. I have everything written down, and everything, every time something comes to my head that I need to do, I write it down. Every time I do something, I take it off the list. Mm-hmm. Whatever was left today as I left for work, I wrote it in tomorrow's mm-hmm. column. So everything that I didn't, I wasn't stressing.
Life
oh my God.
Is not going to stop today if you don't do it today.
Right.
There are so many things when I'm like, we have an idea for a reel or for content or whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to do all of this today. It's like, if it does not come out today, that's not going to affect our entire business. Mm-hmm. Our entire business is not hinging on this one video. You know what I mean? Like I'm so done. I'm done with it. I'm really proud of myself, because in the last, like I said, couple of months or whatever, I'm just like separating business from family, from, you know, whatever, and just not letting mm-hmm. that stuff.
Well, that's why I had to make that schedule, because I was getting to mm-hmm. the point where, because I've got my teaching job, and then I have to come home and take care of two kids, and then I also have our business, and then I also have a husband. Mm-hmm. So like I was like going,
and housework.
Yes, and housework, all of the things. So I was
in a
like,
social life.
How can I that's just like
non-existent. That's on the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah. So I had to make lists every single day. So every Monday I do these things, and I hit what I have to do for my job, for our business,
yeah,
for my
like
mom,
what's most
for
important.
Being a wife. And usually my mom and wife thing sort of like coincide. Mm-hmm. But I each day I have a different to-do list. And if it is not on that day, I'm usually not doing it. I'm trying to be a little bit more fluid with our content and whatnot. Yeah. Like it just depends. But like I try to make it to where I do this every day. Every Tuesday, this is what I mm-hmm. do. So I kind of like, because I would.
Humans thrive on routine.
They really do.
Whether you're a baby or an mm-hmm. adult, like truly, even though you may feel like, oh, this is mundane, this is blah, blah, blah. It's all in how you look at it mm-hmm. because we really do as humans thrive on routine. And you can be like, oh my gosh, I have to do the laundry today. It's Monday or whatever. I have to do the laundry. But truly, when you think about it, if you think about it from a different perspective. I have a washer and dryer. Mm-hmm. I have a house. I have legs. I can walk over here and do it. Like, think of it as like a privilege and not a like a daunting task.
I have
task.
A lot of clothes that need washing.
Yes, yeah. I have clothes for my family. Like, you really do. Everything is a mind game. We've said this before. Yes. We've titled a podcast episode.
Yes.
This. It really is. You need to have that like positive self-talk in your mind. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm pretty good at that. I'm always looking at the bright
side. The silver lining.
Yeah. If you ever need a silver lining for something that you think there's no good thing, just text me and I'll give you one.
Yeah.
Because there's always something good out of every situation.
I've gotten so much better at that. And I will say it's been like super
You have to remind
freeing.
Yourself. You
yeah.
Have
oh, to, yeah. It's an active choice.
You have to train
It's not just
going to
come natural.
No. Because your first instinct is always like, oh my gosh, negative.
Overwhelm.
And I have to think, okay, what's good about this?
Yeah.
How can I make this good for
me? Yes, I have to spin everything, but I will say that it has had like a positive impact. I feel like it's made a difference. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I'm not as tense in my like shoulders and head and stuff because I was trying so hard to like overlap work and Zach. And I'm like, truly what I can tell it stresses me out when I'm trying to multitask. And I've said this before, but it's like, even though I feel like encouraged to multitask and do it all and, you know, be able to do all these things at once and maintain all this, it's really not like, it's not gonna do any good for us. All mm-hmm. it does is like spread you thin, stress you out. And so I've realized like, I need to just like, have different blocks for mm-hmm. things. And it really helps so much.
It's helped too, because I was finding that when I was being present with my family, I was constantly thinking, I should be making this video for the business. Yeah. I should be doing this. And then I was finally like, no, when I'm present with my family, I want to make sure that I'm not thinking about what I should be doing and how only have those things on certain days.
Yeah.
So on Tuesdays, maybe I'm not present with my family. Maybe I'm making videos, but I know on Wednesday,
you'll be there.
I'll be there present with my family, not thinking about a video that should be made. Mm-hmm. So I just know what is coming up, and it's made things a lot easier.
Yeah.
A lot easier.
So hopefully we can encourage somebody listening to this.
Make
because
a to-do
list. I've always struggled with this. I've always just felt like
to-do lists are like
I've always just felt like things hinged on what I'm doing right now. And it's like, no, the whole world is not gonna end tomorrow. Like that's mm-hmm. that's ridiculous. Like we're not that important. Okay. So just do the best you can and leave the rest up to God, and definitely separate everything, because when you try to overlap it and multitask and do all these things at once, you honestly will feel like you're not giving 100%. Yeah. And you feel like you want to give your 100% to everything, but that's not possible. Yeah. So hopefully you can heed some of this advice, because it really has helped me and us. So those were the questions that you guys have asked. Again, we're doing a pop-up on Saturday at Two Brothers Winery in Keller. So excited. So 2 o'clock till indefinitely. I don't remember the exact time.
It starts at 2?
I think so.
Okay.
1 or 2. I forget. Somewhere around there. We'll circle back. But yeah, super cool place. Just come and chill. You can talk to us, hang out, chat, eat, drink, whatever. And then what else is coming up? We're going to be doing our lives every 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So every other Monday.
Yeah. So we just went live this past Monday. So we'll go live, not the next one, but the one after that. So yes, every 2 weeks we'll be live on Mondays. We figured that would be like the best schedule for our business. I think that's all we have.
Yeah, I think so.
If you guys have anything to add, you can always reach out on our, you know, podcast group or DM us or whatever. But if you're not a part of our podcast group, definitely go and join. It's linked on our Facebook. And we'll ask you guys these fun questions that y'all sent us. We'll ask them tomorrow so you guys can give your answers. And the podcast group is private. So it's between us, you know, girls.
We won't tell.
We'll keep it a secret. What is it? What is Pretty Little Liars? Yeah. Got a secret. Can you keep it?
This one you say.
So we hope you enjoyed. We love you guys. And as always,
be kind and dress cute.
Bye.
Bye.